I'm very happy to sort of get it done and finalised, and I've been itching to go and get ready for the new season, so it's good to finally get it done. Like you say, nice to be back in the northwest as well. All my friends and family from the northwest, so that was a sort of one of the main factors in the move. But also, from a personal point of view, the challenge ahead, because it's a big club. Obviously, everybody knows about the troubles it's had in recent years. But if you walk around the stadium and you look at the setup, and everything's geared to be back at least in League One for me, possibly Championship. So personally, it's a really good challenge that I'm looking forward to. I'm just ready to get going and hopefully play my part in getting the club back where it belongs.
It's about a decade ago since you went to Blackpool briefly on loan, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's again a long time ago, and I feel quite old looking back. But again, that was sort of a small part in the decision as well. So I really enjoyed my time here when I was on loan. It was a long time ago, but and it was only brief. Unfortunately, due to injury, but I did really enjoy it, and I could tell then that it was a good club to play for. So that sort of sparked my interest when I found out it was an option as well.
Just looking at your appearance record for Walsall, it would go to suggest that you've hardly missed a game for the last 4 years, wouldn't it?
I mean, I've sort of previously to that, I missed quite a lot of football due to a long-term injury at Sheffield United. So the last 4 years have been ideal for me, really getting as much sort of football under my belt as I can. Because when you spend that much time out of the game, you just want to get back playing. And I've been able to do that, and I'm grateful to Walsall for giving me that opportunity. But like I say, I sort of felt within myself after we just missed out last season, or after such a good season, we missed out on the final day, and then obviously in the playoffs, I felt that I'd like a new challenge, and Blackpool presents a terrific challenge for me and a terrific opportunity to try and get a big club back where it belongs.
It was a strange old season, wasn't it, last season for you? Three different managers to play under, but ultimately you came so close to getting where you wanted to be.
Yeah, I mean it was a sort of a bit of a topsy-turvy season off the field with managers coming and going, but we did have a really good group of players, and we were a terrific team spirit. We were all in it together, which is the reason we managed to sort of get 84 points during the season, which in other years would be enough to go up automatically, but obviously we missed out by a single point, which was obviously very disappointing. And then playoffs came against up a very, very good Barnsley team, who eventually went on to win it. So, I mean, looking back, it was a terrific season, but obviously a disappointing end, not the end we'd like. But, I will look back on it with sort of fond memories. It was a terrific group to be involved with. But like I said, myself and quite a few of the other lads there have, sort of feel that, it's time to, for a new challenge, and this is mine.
You'll be working with Gary Bowyer. He'll have been part of the Blackburn Rovers staff
Yes.
a long time ago when you were part of the academy set up there. Did you ever work in the same age group together?
Yeah, I remember when Gary came in as the youth team coach, and I think I was in my last year as youth team, so I was like 18. So I worked with him for a year, for a season. So yes, yeah, so I've got a good relationship with him. And again, when he rang me in summer, that was sort of a one of the main factors for me. Wanting to come here, the fact that I know the manager, I know how he works, and it's someone that I believe I could sort of do really well under. And I also think he's exactly what this club needs at this moment in time to sort of get them going back in the right direction. So hopefully, we start well and sort of kick on and have a really good season.
There was a lot of talk, Andy, this time last year that Blackpool had just been relegated from the Championship, and people were saying, well, that there's been a big turnover in players, and we can't really associate ourselves with what happened last season. This one, it's a little bit different in that the core of the squad did experience relegation last season. Can there be any hangover from that? Or do you have to just get it out of the minds of the players that were here? Look, that's gone now. We can't affect it.
Yeah, exactly. You can't afford any hangovers. The season starts in sort of 6 weeks' time or whatever it is. And once you get into it, it's thick and fast, and it's, you can't afford hangovers. It's a brand new manager. It's a brand new league. It's a brand new squad to a certain extent, because there are new faces in there. Obviously, there's, like you say, that the core of the lads were here last year, but every season is a new event, and it's a clean slate, it's a fresh start. So we're sort of excited to get going and kick on, and obviously we all know what the aim is.
Just looking at your career to date, I'm not sure you've played in League Two, have you? Maybe with Crewe?
No.
I'm not sure, looking at what division they were in back then when you were on loan with them briefly. But it's a division that's going to be hard to get out of, isn't it?
It is, yeah. No, it's not one I've played in as yet. So, again, that's a new challenge playing in League Two. And it is going to be difficult. It always is. Every year is difficult because everybody wants to achieve the same thing. You know, when you look in League Two this year especially, there's some decent, some big clubs in there. You've got your Portsmouth and your Plymouth, Doncaster obviously got relegated as well, so it's not going to be easy, but it wouldn't be worth doing if it was, would it? So hopefully we, like I said, get off to a good start and carry it on.
You need to, don't you? It's simple as that. You have to have a good start for people to believe in you a little bit more.
It helps. It's not essential because, there's 46 games, and as long as you get sort of 88 points, for example, over those 46 games, it doesn't really matter when they come, but it is always good to get off to a good start, especially after the previous couple of seasons. That you sort of get people on board, the fans sort of buy into it, and it's what we're trying to do. It's what we're looking to do, which is why we're sort of in for pre-season, getting fit and getting ready to go.
And looking at the size of Blackpool as a club, you're going to be a scalp in this division, aren't you?
Well, you think so, yeah. When teams turn up for the games at Bloomfield Road and they walk around the stadium before the game, you look around, it is impressive, certainly for League Two, even for League One. So, it will be a scalp and there will be teams sort of up in the game against us, but that's just a challenge that we're going to have to adapt to and find a way of overcoming it.